We continue our learning. We are in Gittin, Perek Beis, Mishnah. Hey, Hakol Ksherim Lichto Vesaget, Afilu Cherisho Tevekotan. Anyone who's kosher to write a get, even a cherish, a deaf mute, a show to someone who's mentally deranged, and a katan, a minor one under bar mitzvah. The Gemara explains that when we speak about a cherish to the katan, that they're kosher to write a get, it's not the whole get. It's the tofes, only the standard text, and that's when there's a gadol omen al gabav. There's someone over bar mitzvah that's standing above him and saying, ksov l'shem ploni, I want you to write for this person and make sure you have the proper covenant, the proper intent. But the toreif, the date and the name, the husband and wife, that's not acceptable. Even if it's a gadol omen al gabav, not effective if it's written by a cheresh, shota, or a kata. The torif has to be written by a bendas, someone who's a gadol. And others say no, to write a tofes, you don't even need, I can have a cheresh shota v'kata and write that, even without a gadol omen al gabav. The gadol omen al gabav is the get will be kosher, kosher b'dievet, even if the entire Torah was written by a cheresh shota v'katan. There is some discussion about a non-Jew. A non-Jew, according to some, can't even write the toface of a get. Why? Because we don't assume, even if there's someone above him who's telling him what to do, he's not going to have the proper kavana. He's not going to listen. What about an Eved Kanani? So that's also some discussion about that. Eved Kanani has certain statuses like a Jew. On the other hand, he's not Betaras getting the Kiddushin. He's not included in the laws of Jewish marriage and divorce, and therefore maybe it should not be acceptable. There's a further discussion about, well, maybe the Tofis should be good, at least because that's only the standard text. And there's even a further discussion about if the Mishnah were like Rabbi Meir, that Edei Chasim Karsi, and therefore the writing of the get is really not that important at all, as long as the signatures are done properly. I don't need the get itself to be written Lishma. Then it's not a problem. Even Lechatchila, a deaf mute person who's Shoter Katan, can write the entire get, and even a non-Jew, as long and even without any supervision at all of an adult who's competent, because it's Edei Chasim Karsi. Many, many different ways to learn this Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'isha koseves es gita, v'ha'ish koseves shovro, she'ein kiyum haget, ela b'chosvav. Let's explain. A woman can write her own get. What does it mean she write her own get? Well, the husband says, listen, you write, sometimes you have this with a letters of recommendation. Can you write me? How about you write it and I'll sign it? So that's what's happening over here. A woman, the husband says, listen, you write the whole get. Now, she writes the whole get of, obviously, make sure that it's written properly. It's written Lishma, right on a cloth, etc. And then gives it to the husband. And the husband now will be Makna the get to the wife. Now that's okay as long as she is Makna the get to him. The husband gives it to the wife. As long as the wife is Makna to the get to the husband, that he now takes ownership of it, because the get has to belong to him. So it's not a problem with her using her cloth and her sofa and writing it down, her ink. As long as she now is Makna that get to him, it's now his, he's the owner, and then he gives it to her, because the get has to be the kinyan of the Baal. And not only that, a man, or ish kosev ish shovaro, he writes his receipt. What's the receipt about? So after the Baal divorces his wife, he gives her the ksuba. He pays her the ksuba, so the wife then writes a receipt for the husband that he had paid the ksuva. So she says, listen, you write the receipt yourself. So he writes the receipt himself, the Kabbalah, the receipt, and that's a raya that the ksuva was paid, and he can write it himself, and she signs on it, and that's acceptable. Now, why do we allow a woman to write the get herself? Isn't that a problem? Shouldn't the husband, because of la? That's what the Chumash says. So that's what the Mishnah means when it says, she'ein kium haget el b'chosma. The get itself is only validated through the edim who signed it. If, let's say, you don't have Ede Mesira. So this is, remember, that Rabbi Elazar has to explain this Mishnah too. According to him, Ede Mesira Karsi. So what do you mean, the get is only verified with signatures? It means, if you don't have Ede Mesira, so then, how are we going to verify their divorce with the Chasimos? And therefore, since the woman wrote the get, I'm not that worried, because in the end of the day, I'm going to have Ede. What are we afraid of? People are going to claim, the husband will claim that she was never divorced. That's not a problem. We have Ede who signed. Even if you can't find find the Edim Misira who were there, who watched the husband give the wife the get. We have the Edim who signed on it. So it doesn't matter that the woman wrote the get, as long as she's makana that get to the husband before he gives it to her. And so why does the Mishnah say a get is only verified with the signatures? If you're telling me that's only true if you don't have the Edim Misira, meaning if they're Edim Misira who can come and testify, yeah, we saw the man give the wife the get. So those would be wonderful. L'chatchila. So why are you telling me, oh, a get is only mekuyam through the signatures? So the answer is that no, Edim Misira also fine, but typically it's the Edim Misira, well, the ones with Edi Chasima. Why not? What do you need extra people for? The people who are going to be watching the get being given were the people, it's not like at a wedding where you want to give in as many kibudim as you have, so you have different people doing different things. Here you have the Edim who are watching the get being given were the ones who sign. So if that's true, so that's why the Mishnah says, Ein kium haget ela b'chosmav. But it doesn't only mean the signatures, it means the Edim Misira. And therefore, either way, whether it's the signatures or the Edim Misira, either way, the writing of the get is not as important. The woman can write the get as long as the get is written lishma, and everything is fine. So that's acceptable as long as the husband becomes the owner of the get itself. Hakol k'sherim lahavias haget. Everyone is kosher to be a shaliach for a get chutz mecheresho to the katan. They're not b'nei das. A bar das is not kosher to be a shaliach. Visuma. And a suma, someone who's blind, is also not acceptable. Why is he not acceptable? He's considered a bar das. So the answer is, the Gemara says, only to bring a get from chutz la'aretz, where he has to say, b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechtam. He can't say that. In front of me, this was written, this was signed, because he can't see. But to deliver a get in Eretz Israel, where you don't have to say those magic words, so a suma, blind person is acceptable. Who else is not acceptable? Vinachri. A Nachri is not acceptable because he's not b'toras getting the kiddushin. He's not in the category. He's not in the laws of getting the kiddushin. You can only be a shaliach for something if you are part of those laws. And a Nachri, of course, is not. All of these as well, by the way, are not only can't they be a shaliach leholacha, which is to deliver a get, but let's say the wife wants to appoint a shaliach lekabbalah, where if the get is put into that person's hand, she's automatically divorced at that moment because she appoints shaliach. A woman can appoint a shaliach too. We go back to our introduction. It says, v'shilcha mi beiso. We learn from there, v'shilach v'shilcha. We learn the fact, although v'shilcha means, and he sends her away, the fact that it could be understood v'shilcha with a can mean that she is appointing a shaliach. So we derive from there that not only a husband can appoint a shaliach to deliver a get, a woman can appoint a shaliach to accept the get, and she will be divorced from the moment that that person takes hold of the get. So let's say she appoints a shaliach al kabbalah. So these are the same people, whoever's pasul, chereshot v'katan, sumut, on the list rather, chereshot v'katan and nachri are pasul for to be a shaliach laholacha, are also pasul to be a shaliach lekabbalah. Suma, however, is an exception, because the Suma, all he's doing is taking hold of it. He doesn't have to say any words, so that is going to be, he will be acceptable. Perek Beis Mishnah Vav. Kibel HaKatan V'Higdil. You have a case where the Katan now takes hold of a get to deliver it to the woman. And at that moment, of course, as we said, he's not a kosher shaliach, because he's not a bardas, but v'higdil. By the time he got to deliver the get to the woman, it's a long trip, he became a gadol. He's already bar mitzvah, or cheresh v'nispakeach. Or let's say he was deaf-mute, and now v'nispakeach, he became able to hear, and he's now a bardas. By the time he delivered the get, suma, he was a blind person delivering a get, as we said, from chutz la'aretz, where he has to send fanechem, but he can't. But mispatach, by the time he's delivering the get, he's able to see. Shotev and ishtapa, or he's a person who's mentally deranged and now became sane. Nachri of v'niskayer, let's say he was a non-Jew when he accepted the get as a shaliach laholacha, but now v'niskayer, he converted in the interim and now he's delivering the get. And all of these cases, of course, pasul, they were not qualified to be a shaliach at the very beginning when they received the get, and therefore it's null and void and it's not acceptable at all. In the case of the blind person, where there we spoke about the fact that he obviously there he when he got the get, how can he delivering from chutz la'aretz, because he the fact that he can see now doesn't help, because when he received the get he did not see a sign in front of that is written lishma or signed in front of him, written in front of him and signed in front of him. But what about the following? Aval pikeach, when he received the get as a shaliach, he was fine. He was able to hear and speak v'nischaresh, and then he became a deaf mute. V'chasam nispakach, but, and that was on his trip, on his journey. By the time he got there, he's back, he regained his ability to hear. So, or b'teach v'nistama, v'chasam nistapa v'nispatach, or let's say he's the person who's able to see, became blind, and then by the time he does giving the get to the woman, he's able to see. He was sane, and then he became a shote, and now once again he regained his sanity. So caution, all of these cases is acceptable, and then Mishnah gives you a klal. Is that a klal? As you could figure out. The general rule is anyone who started out as mentally competent in the beginning and he's still that way at the end makes no difference, and in between he became disqualified. As long as from the beginning to the end he is qualified, that is acceptable. The Gemara points out that the case of where the person was able to see and then became blind, and then he'd be able to see again, the Mishnah says that's acceptable. Gemara says, in fact, he doesn't need to be able to see. Meaning, even if he started out with the ability to see and then he became blind, he can deliver the get. Because, as we said, he can say, without a problem. The reason we mention that case and say he was able to see, became blind, and now he's able to see again, is only agav all of the other cases where, in fact, he has to start and end with in that same state. So we say the same thing is true when it comes to the blind person, but in fact, the halacha, it's not really necessary.